You know, we've been going back and forth on this, Nathan and I, and that's where we want to get your thoughts, because I can't put my finger on exactly why the quarterback position in this draft has had such radical shifts over the last couple of months. It just seems bizarre on how far overboard people have gone, either thinking there's someone legit in this top five quote elite category, or they just shouldn't be drafted anywhere at all in the first round.
I think what's happened, Nathan and Vic, is this, and you know, how coaches get involved. Coaches don't see these players until you get into the Senior Bowl and the Combine and the Pro Days and the visits, the private workouts and all that. So coaches have a different view than the scouts in the front office. And then you bring it all together and you try to blend it together, and it causes a lot of disagreements and a lot of guys that maybe one group, one faction liked and the other one didn't. So, and then they got to try to figure that out. So I think with Bridgewater, it was the Pro Day, and then people, what they did, there were some that didn't have a high grade of Bridgewater even before that, but the ones that liked them said, oh boy, we got to go back to the drawing board here. And then they found some inaccurate throws against weak competition and some arm strength issues against, you know, that were evident even on tape. So I think then that hurt Bridgewater. Carr was hurt by the USC game, but then people said, well, hey, that's one game. Ben Roethlisberger played horribly against Iowa. It didn't affect him. Peyton Manning never beat Florida in 4 years, never hurt him. Then they went and they said, okay, Senior Bowl week, solid. Combine solid, interviews phenomenal, everything else good. But now Carr slides up, and then you have Manziel's always been up there pretty high, and Bortles has been high, and then now he's kind of, people say dropping. He's only dropping because if Minnesota doesn't take him at 8, he maybe goes down to 20 to Arizona. Then you get all those second round guys, and the guy that's red hot is Tom Savage. Why? Because he didn't get any help from that line, and he's a strong arm quarterback who can spin it as well as any quarterback in this draft. So that's where we are right now. McCarron's kind of fell back just a bit. You know, Logan Thomas is out there as that third, fourth round pick that some like, and some think, like I did at one point, he could be a tight end down the road. He was a tight end coming out of high school. So we're, I think we're all, and I'll tell you, a hot guy right now, you know, Nathan and Vic, is Keith Wenning from Ball State.
Yep.
I think people are looking at him as a fourth to sixth round pick that they think they can get in a second on day three of the draft and find themselves a pretty good young quarterback.
Johnny Manziel, to me it comes down to this with the Browns. Are you changing the philosophy and saying, you know what, we've got a good team, we're going to add a lot of talent to the draft, we need that face of the franchise? Johnny Manziel would bring that immediately. You have him going to the Browns at number 4 in your latest mock. How likely of a scenario do you think that is today?
Nathan, I don't know. That's the thing. Nobody knows. I mean, we don't know unless you know somebody with the Browns that told you who they're taking. I don't know, and I haven't heard anybody say they know for sure. We're all just speculating based on the range we think players will go in, based on what we hear from other teams, based on the needs that we know these teams have, based on our intel on the players from ourselves and what we hear. So you put it all together and you try to come up. This is fun. At the end of the day, you know, I would say for Cleveland, Johnny Manziel makes sense. They need energy. They need enthusiasm. They need a quarterback. And I don't care. I said this weeks ago. I don't care how they do it. They got to get a lot better at quarterback because yep. Brian Hoyer, unfortunately, is coming off an injury. And this notion about Manziel in Cleveland, he's not a fit. His arm strength is pretty good. He's got a huge hand. Last time I checked, Bernie Kosar came from Miami of Florida with an orthodox delivery and not a great arm, and Brian Sipe came from San Diego State without great physical ability, and both were very successful. So for me, I don't get the, I don't see why people would say we don't want Manziel. I know it's speculative, but it is on every quarterback. There's no guarantees in this draft of any of these quarterbacks.